All 17 seats on Philadelphia City Council are up for election this year, but no race is more competitive than the matchup in the 2nd District, where incumbent Councilman Kenyatta Johnson is fighting a challenge from developer Ori Feibusch. But there's more here than a political battle between two candidates. There's a history of disputes between these contenders, rooted in part in tensions arising from gentrification in the city's poorer neighborhoods. Here to break it down for us is Katie Colinieri. Katie, first of all, where exactly is the 2nd Council District?
It's a big district that spans south and southwest Philadelphia. It includes the oil refineries, the sports stadiums, and stretches all the way up to Rittenhouse Square in Center City.
All right, so a lot of diversity there. Now, Kenyatta Johnson is the incumbent. He has major support from big leaders in the Democratic Party, like former Governor Ed Rendell, Mayor Michael Nutter. On the other side, Ori Feibusch is a well-financed real estate developer. Katie, you've spent time with both candidates. Give us your impressions. Let's start with Ori Feibusch.
Well, he presents himself as an outsider running against the political machine, which he says is failing the city's neighborhoods. He's done a lot of redevelopment in Point Breeze, where he and Johnson both live, actually, and he's become kind of a controversial figure there. He's been accused of threatening his opponents to his development projects with lawsuits, something he says he regrets now. Feibusch says he wants to get on council to make big changes, like selling off city-owned vacant lots to fund endowments in neighborhood schools and installing security cameras on every corner in the city. He insists he wants to make things better, but I asked him whether his ulterior motive is getting a bigger return on his investments in these neighborhoods. Here's what he said.
You know Philadelphia well enough to know that if I was doing anything relating to politics for my own pocket, a couple of checks to a couple of key council people would have been enough to develop anything I'd ever want to do. I'm not willing to play into that mentality. I'm not willing to accept that as okay.
Feibusch says he's divested from all but one of his properties and is vowing to get out of the redevelopment side of his business if he's elected.
Okay, what about Kenyatta Johnson?
Johnson's a nuts and bolts constituent services kind of guy. He's a disciple of the late state Senator Hardy Williams, the father of the mayoral candidate and current state Senator Anthony Hardy Williams. He started out as a Senate staffer and then served 1.5 terms as a state representative in Harrisburg. He left the state house to begin his first term on city council. Johnson says he's passionate about raising the minimum wage, advocating for a fair school funding formula, big ideas like that. But he also enjoys tackling the little things that are also really important to residents.
It may not be broad policy, but it's the bread and butter issues and concerns that we will receive a phone call from a constituent saying, a senior citizen saying, this tree is growing in the back of my home. And so those are like the key issues that, you know, I enjoy addressing as well, because you see the immediate satisfaction of the constituents you're trying to help.
Okay, Katie, we have a black incumbent here being challenged by a white developer. How much of this battle is about gentrification and racial tensions in a changing city?
Well, both candidates insist that it's not about race, Dave. Feibusch and Johnson both say they have diverse support from people throughout the district and that both of them are interested in providing affordable housing and making sure that longtime residents can stay in their neighborhoods. An important thing to keep in mind here is that district council members get a lot of say over development projects in their own district. Feibusch has sued Johnson in federal court, alleging that he blocked some of his development projects as, quote, political retribution. So there is that undertone there. And there's actually a documentary crew following the race, sort of examining it as a referendum on gentrification.
Interesting. Does either candidate seem to have an edge?
Political insiders say it's going to be a close race, but Johnson does have the edge here because he was a state representative. So people in the district, older residents, the ones who get out and vote, those are the people who are used to seeing his name on the ballot and are likely to vote for him again. On the other hand, Feibusch is kind of part of a larger movement to reform city council. Think about the race for the council at large seats. You've got candidates like Paul Stanky, the former manager of Reading Terminal Market, real estate developer Alan Dom, education advocate Helen Gim. They're all part of this movement to get people on city council who haven't made a career in politics and bring other skills to the table. Whether voters are paying attention to that will be one of the interesting things to watch in the 2nd District race.
Okay, Katie, we'll stay on top of the race for us. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Dave.